Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A missionary is someone who works for Jesus. Some go to other places as teachers, some as doctors, some to share the Bible. Let's sing A Boat Goes Sailing.
A boat goes sailing to the mission land. Sailing, sailing, mission boat. It takes a teacher to the children there. Sailing, missionary boat. A plane goes flying to the mission land. Flying, flying, mission plane. It takes a doctor to the children there. Flying, missionary plane.
Prayer time is a special time that we talk to Jesus, and we want to be respectful when we're talking to Him. So this song will teach us one way that we can pray. Let's sing When It's Time to Pray.
When it's time to pray, I bend my knees, fold my hands, close my eyes. When it's time to pray, I bow my head, and then I talk to Jesus. When it's time to pray,
we are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am a reptile that lives in the swamp and in the rivers. I am very dangerous. I have a large mouth with lots and lots of sharp teeth. I have a long tail and I like to go chomp, chomp, chomp. What am I? I'm a crocodile. Next one. I also spend a lot of time in the river. I am a huge animal that has grayish skin. I have a big body but short legs, little tiny ears. My name rhymes with Skippo. And you guess what I am?
Hippo.
I'm a hippo. Okay, last one. I'm an animal that spends lots of time in the water, but also on the land. I have a long neck, four legs, I lay eggs, and my body is covered with a shell. What am I?
Turtle.
A turtle. These three animals all live in the Nile River in Egypt. Our story today is about a baby boy who was left in the Nile River. Dear Jesus, thank you for our Bible stories. Help us be good listeners. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, our Bible story is about a little baby boy. What do babies do when they're hungry? They make crying sounds. What do babies do when they're happy? They make happy sounds. The baby in our story made crying sounds and happy sounds, but every time he made a sound, his family said, shh, shh. They didn't want anybody to hear him. They didn't want anyone to know about their baby. They were hiding him because the king in their country wanted to hurt baby boys. Isn't that terrible? The mommy asked Jesus to help her think of a way to keep her baby safe. And guess what? Jesus helped her. She wove a little basket from the long, strong grass. She put a little bed inside the basket. One morning, when the little baby boy was sleeping, his mommy put him into the basket. Then she carefully carried the basket down to the river where the tall grass grew. "Stay and watch the baby," the mommy told the big sister. So she did. The big sister was a good listener. Soon the princess came to the river. She found the basket, and when she looked inside, the baby woke up, and he started to cry because He wanted his mommy. The princess took the baby out of the basket. She held him and she cuddled him. "Don't cry," she said. "I won't let anyone hurt you. You'll be my baby boy." Then the big sister came running out from her hiding place. "Shall I get someone to take care of the baby?" "Yes," said the princess. The sister ran home, and who did she get? That's right, she got her mommy. "Take care of the baby," the princess said to the mommy, "and I will even pay you. His name will be Moses. When he is older, he will come and live with me." Baby Moses' family was happy to have him back home. Jesus kept their baby safe, just like he keeps you safe. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Psalms 107:13. They cried out to the Lord, and he saved them. They cried out to the Lord. That means they called out to God. They told him their troubles, all of their problems. And then the second part of the verse is, and he saved them. God always answers our prayers. And sometimes we're in big danger. God will come and even save us like he did with baby Moses. Let's try our verse again. They cried out.
They cried out.
To the Lord.
The Lord.
And he.
He.
Saved them.
Saved them.
Psalms 107:13. Let's pray together. You fold your hands and close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For loving us.
For loving us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For taking care of us.
Thank you for taking care of us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing our closing song together. Praise Him, praise Him. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.